Last word from church leaders. Hope in Challenging Times. By President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. From a Brigham Young University, Idaho devotional address given on February 7, 2017. You live in challenging times. Values and standards honored for thousands of years are now being denied or cast aside. Selfishness is replacing service. Evil is being called good, and good is being called evil. Though men's hearts are failing them, you should take heart. There have always been challenging times. We, the generations of your predecessors, have survived daunting challenges, and so will you. The answer to all of these challenges is the same as it has always been. We have a Savior, and He has taught us what we should do. At the conclusion of His earthly ministry, He declared, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. What overcomes the world is the power of God, manifested through His Son, Jesus Christ, and given to us through the principles and doctrine of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. In the stressful circumstances that surround us, we must trust in God and His promises and hold fast to the vital gospel teaching of hope. As the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. When we trust in the Lord that all will work out, this hope keeps us moving. Hope is a characteristic Christian virtue. It will counter all current despairs. When you feel down, put faith and hope to work in your lives. While others may abandon progress, you of faith should hope on and press on with your education, your lives, and your families. As the Lord said to our early church members, "Fear not, little flock. Do good. Let earth and hell combine against you, for if you are built upon my rock, they cannot prevail." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, verse 34. President Dallin H. Oaks. Born in Provo, Utah, on August 12, 1932. Earned a bachelor's degree in accounting from BYU in 1954. He graduated from the University of Chicago Law School in 1957 and taught law there for 10 years. When he was 7 years old, his father died. He and his younger brother and sister were raised by his mother. "I was blessed with an extraordinary mother," he says. Became interested in radio while working his first job sweeping out a radio repair shop. Before he was 16, he obtained a radio operator's license. He worked both as a radio announcer and engineer. Met his first wife, June, while announcing high school basketball games as a college freshman. He was a justice on the Utah Supreme Court from 1980 until his call to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in 1984. He was the president of BYU from 1971 to 1980. He has 6 children and 29 grandchildren and 53 great-grandchildren. Married June Dixon on June 24, 1952, in the Salt Lake Temple. June passed away on July 21, 1998. Married Kristen M. McMain on August 25, 2000, in the Salt Lake Temple. Sustained to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles on April 7, 1984. Set apart as the first counselor in the First Presidency on January 14, 2018. End of the article. Hope in Challenging Times, by President Dallin H. Oaks. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.